Sorry to keep you so late. We'll open it up for questions. Well, I think first of all, there was a lot of good players that we could have chose from. I think at the end of the day, for what we're looking for and a need to create pressure on the passer, he was the number one defensive guy we had on the board. So we were, you know, really had to wait for Carolina. Then once they turned their pick in, you know, he was pretty much our guy. No, a lot of that stuff, you know, you hear rumors early on, but we had no calls at pick number two to move back.
Can you talk about Marcell Dareus and the decision between, I know you said there were a lot of good players up front, he's the one most mentioned. How close was it with him, and with that being indeed a defensive tackle and good
call? Well, I wish we had a couple of picks. We might have taken both of them, but you know, really the reason we decided to go that the way of Von Miller was, I think his explosiveness, both in coverage and you know, as a pass rusher, he did play in a 3-4 defense in college. He was utilized primarily as a rusher. I think he had about 35 sacks, and he was in coverage, but he has the speed. He's a sub 4.5 guy that weighs, you know, close to 250. He'll be at that probably by the time he shows up. So he was just a little bit more explosive and a definite three-down player, and he can also be a four-down player to play on special teams.
Coach, you're pretty confident in his cover skills. He said when he was on the radio with us last week that he didn't just he wasn't asked to do it a lot, but that he's confident that he can. Are you guys confident that he can?
Well, he's the type of guy that, you know, his strength is to rush. So, you know, I can understand fully why he didn't get to cover very much. It's not a matter of he's not capable. They just didn't ask him to do it very much. But that's an area that he'll need to work on. But he's very strong at the point of attack. He's got 35-inch arms, so he wards blocks very well. He's very powerful over a tight end, you know, in an under defense. So he can be of great value as a fifth rusher, you know, as on third down as a fourth rusher. And he's got the quickness and ability to cover. So, you know, we didn't think that was a deficiency at all.
He said that Brian called him. Did you talk to him at all?
Well, yeah, in the process, you know, we spent a lot of time with him. Excuse me? Yeah. Well, we talked to him on the phone, yeah. Yeah, but
what was it like for you? We could see when you got the call, you shaking, you're so excited. As a guy that brought him that way, what's it like for you to talk to some kid who's so excited to come play for you?
Well, I think, you know, this is every guy's dream, you know, is to play in the National Football League. They're the best in the world. It's the ultimate in their profession. So, you know, they've worked long and hard on that. You know, some guys have been playing, you know, even they're in their 20s, you know, they've been playing 10, 11 years. And this is the ultimate goal. So it's, I think you see a lot of emotion. You saw it from a lot of guys as well as Vaughn. Well, I think they're both, you know, dynamic big play players. They're different. You know, they're different positions, number one. But they have the ability to, you know, make impact plays, and that's what you need. Negative plays are very important in playing defense, and, you know, he's shown the ability to do that. You know, again, it's a level jump coming to this league, so there's going to be things he has to learn. But he has, you know, the things you can't coach. No, we didn't get any calls to trade down. I think I answered that earlier, but you know, it wasn't you know, it hasn't been done in 11 years, and there's a lot of talk of it. I never really thought it would happen, and it didn't.
How much did the maybe separation between Vaughn and the other linebackers versus, say, defensive tackle and the group there factor into the decision to go linebacker or number two?
I think a little bit, but, you know, not enough to really change our mind. You know, the thing that was unique, you know, when you hear linebacker, you think just a guy in coverage plays the run. You know, this guy's a little bit different in that he's a very explosive pass rusher. You know, I think that increases the value of a linebacker. Well, I think, you know, we've been working very hard on the draft, probably harder than you've ever worked just because you couldn't spend time with your players. But I think we're very excited. We've been on the phone with them all day trying to collect them and get them here. We've had a great response, and I think they're excited to get here, and we're excited to have them here. You know, it pretty much has gone like our mocks. You know, we've got a lot of options. We'll have a lot of time tonight and, you know, of course, tomorrow. You know, I'm sure there's going to be more movement now. You know, typically this day, especially if you have a high pick in the second round, much like we do, we'll field a lot of calls and there'll be options there, whether it's to move up or move down. So this is like a whole nother draft, you know, the next day, and we treat it much the same. So. I'm sure we'll have a lot of options.
The decision was the three of you making the decision, mm-hmm. and all of the talk about if the guy goes to the water and stuff like that. Did the three of you totally agree on this pick? Was it 2-1?
You know, I think, you know, in any evaluation process, you know, I've always been the belief that six eyes are better than two, and we have a lot of scouts. You know, we have the head of our college scouting department, our pro department's involved. You know, there's a lot of people were involved in the decision, and I think, you know, you want to go with the group decision. And at the end of the day, we were all pretty much together on this, and, you know, we got our guy. I think a lot of it's based on your board. You know, we've got the 2 seconds and then we've got a high third. So if you can parlay that into a fourth and fifth rounder, we would do that, but not at the expense of, you know, letting good players get away. You know, we went into this with, you know, 4 picks in the first, you know, 3 rounds. And, you know, you'd like to come out with starters in those spots. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's our goal and that's what we'd like to do. And if they're all there, the guys that we like, you know, we won't move back. So it's hard to predict right now, but it's pretty fluid. But, you know, if there's good enough players there that on a trade to get a fourth rounder, say, there'd have to be a clump of players there that we'd feel comfortable at the spot we move back to. Number one. Yep. Yep. Below one. No, I won't. He went all the way back to 30.
John, looking at your roster right now in terms of defensive tackles, in some ways, is there a sense of urgency that you feel like you need to grab a defensive tackle soon?
Well, I don't think you ever quite go at it like that. We will have another, at some point, you know, clump of players to choose from in free agency. And who that is even hard to predict. But there will be some quality players when we get to that phase. So, you know, at the end of the draft, it's not the end. You know, we've still got some other options. As far as the draft goes, you know, we're going to take the best available player, and we won't take a guy we have graded in the 5th round and in the 2nd just because he plays defensive tackle. I mean, he's a rare talent, there's no doubt. I mean, I've been doing this, was my 23rd draft, so he's got those rare abilities. I mentioned earlier the things you can't coach, and, you know, he's got a lot to learn. You know, this is a level jump. It's a different game at this level as far as the type of plays you see and the type of offenses you see. But he has a lot of ability. It's not just the speed, it's the quickness, the explosion. I mentioned the length arms. His first step is as good as I've seen. So a lot of tools that we can work with, and he seems to have you know, that uncommon ability to be great as far as, you know, the want to. He's a great young man. We feel like he's will represent our organization very well. Those of you that have probably heard him speak and will get to know him, I think you'll see what we're referring to. So, you know, we're just excited to have him and, you know, feel great about his abilities both on and off the field. He'll be here tomorrow, and I have talked to him.
There's still so many pieces that you have to fit, like you said, through the end of the draft. How much better of a pass rush do you think you have, not only with Miller added to the fold, but with Elvis coming back? I mean, how much better do you feel today with those two added to your defensive group than coming in here?
I feel much better. Obviously, you know, just injecting Elvis back into the defense, who missed the last season, you know, then the addition of Von Miller. We still have a lot of moving parts to get fixed, but, you know, I think we made a good step today to help our cause.
One more for Coach. Who's been in touch with Jason Hunter? Do you have any idea his injury will affect the season?
From what I understand, that won't affect his season. He's doing fine. It's a minor injury, so I don't think it'll have any long-term effects.